Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
President Joe Biden is reversing Trump-era bans on Chinese apps TikTok and WeChat. The president is issuing an executive order on app safety. Anna, first off, what does this executive order do?
So this executive order would require a study to see how these apps or any other apps from a country that is considered an adversary could compromise American privacy and security. So this is really taking a look at how to protect American users from apps from different software that, you know, the government doesn't really know what the security is like. You know, they might have some security concerns about what other entities or governments could have access to that data.
So how is what's going on now different from the Trump administration's approach?
Yeah, so the Trump administration just outright banned these apps, and then that was then stayed by a judge, by a court order. So it was kind of a similar approach for both administrations, where you see the Trump administration take action and then fight it out in court, and you see the Biden administration order a review or a study of an issue. So it's kind of typical of their different approach on different issues. But, you know, this is not a get out of jail free card for TikTok or WeChat or any other app. You know, this will be a process that goes on and will be continuous, not just for these two apps, but for any software that comes up in the future that could present security concerns.
So in a practical sense, though, for TikTok users, it doesn't mean anything right now.
Right. Since, you know, the ban did not go into effect, this just means that it kind of removes the threat of that ban, at least for right now.
Okay. And any idea what they might find, what we might expect from the review?
I think this will be an ongoing process. You know, this is something that I think the administration wanted to implement as a structure to be in place so that future administrations would also have a process, a tool to start this kind of review. You know, there's going to be more software coming from other countries as other developers kind of meet the sophistication of U.S. apps that are produced here in the United States, and there's going to be international actors, both criminal enterprises and other governments that are increasingly sophisticated and try to get access to U.S. data through this kind of software. So this is going to be a process that I think will be increasingly important in the future as something that will be an ongoing tool for the U.S. government.
What agency is doing the investigating?
It's going to involve a few different parts of the U.S. government. Jake Sullivan is going to be involved, as well as some other White House, the Office of Science and Technology. But this will be kind of, it reflects the administration's whole approach, you know, where you kind of delegate this to different agencies and different departments within the White House itself to make sure that the issue is well understood before a policy is put in place.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.